With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. One of the world's strongest earthquakes strikes Russia's far east early Wednesday, creating a tsunami.
The tremor has caused a tsunami in the northern Pacific region. The earthquake has also set off tsunami warnings for Alaska, Hawaii, and south toward New Zealand. Tsunami warning sirens have blared in Honolulu, and people moved to higher ground. The Japan Meteorological Agency says a first tsunami wave of about a foot has reached the eastern Japanese coast of Hokkaido.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The U.S. Tsunami Warning Center says the first waves have already hit Alaska. They were starting to hit Hawaii late Tuesday night. The West Coast also bracing for huge waves, with Washington and Oregon expected to get hit next, followed by Northern California and Southern California. And a short stretch of Northern California's coast is under heightened tsunami risk because it has a unique underwater geography, which basically has the ability to funnel wave energy. The National Weather Service says the seafloor shape can act like a funnel, forcing wave energy into a narrower space as it approaches, which makes waves grow taller and hit with more force. That earthquake is the third largest in the last 25 years. The man who killed four people in the New York City skyscraper that is home to NFL headquarters carried a note blaming the league for the cognitive problems he developed as a high school football player.
A suicide note found in his possession at the scene spoke to a possible motive in the shooting and may explain why he targeted NFL headquarters. In that note, Mr. Tamora claimed to be suffering from CTE, possibly from playing high school football, and he blamed the NFL. He also writes, "Study my brain. I'm sorry."
He shot himself in the chest. That was NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch. This is SRN News. Canadian lawmaker fights assisted suicide.
15 years ago, Andrew Lawton tried to take his own life and nearly succeeded. But he got help and has since overcome his mental illness. And as a member of the Canadian Parliament, he's warning his fellow lawmakers not to expand assisted suicide. There's a bill under consideration that would allow mentally ill people who do not suffer from a terminal disease to take their own lives. And Lawton says if such a law existed 15 years ago, he would be dead. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Faith leaders across the U.S. are hoping a bipartisan bill in Congress might finally provide relief to an immigration issue that's been concerning them for more than 2 years. In March 2023, the Biden administration made a sudden change in how the government processes green cards for religious workers, and they say it's threatened the ability of many to continue coming into the U.S. This is SRN News. Democrats are deciding whether to help Republicans confirm several Trump nominations.
Normally, the Senate would break from its labors to take an extended August recess, allowing members to leave D.C. and catch up on work and maybe some relaxation in their home states. But this year may be different, with Republicans under pressure to confirm Trump nominees and Democrats divided on whether to help expedite the process or force more delays. Some Democrats are holding out for concessions from Republicans in exchange for their cooperation. Others say they want to slow down the confirmations, even if that means nobody gets to break for the August recess. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump taking legal action against Kamala Harris and celebrities who endorsed her presidential campaign. The president said Harris paid Beyonce $11 million, Oprah $3 million, and Al Sharpton $600,000, which violates campaign finance laws. You are not allowed to pay for an endorsement. More details at srnnews.com.